Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night. I'm back. Brian Arbata, Chevy here. Not a professional. I am just your average, everyday, mentally ill, now homeless person, recording an amateur podcast called Where's My Mind, based on a song by the Pixies. This here is the first recording I've done in a while. A lot has changed. I have broken up with my partner. He was a wonderful companion, a wonderful person. I'm not ready for it. I'm too mentally ill. My life is too chaotic. I'm still homeless. I'm practicing gratitude. I'm fucking trying. Life has been hell. I have been in the fog zone, I call it, in the brain fog, man. I've been in the down in the dumps. I've been pessimistic. Watch over that pessimism, man. It'll get you. I've been thinking negatively. And of course, what happens? Negative things happen to me. So, yesterday morning I woke up and I got a text from somebody. And it really made my day. It happened really early on. And I've been in flow mode for like 24 hours. The flow mode is, whatever they call it, is an amazing feeling. I've been feeling like everything that's been happening is flowing into the next seamlessly. And good things have been happening, mostly. Though some negatives too. But at the time, I didn't feel like it was the end of the world. I felt like things would be okay. That feeling of dread was not there. I'm okay. So, I'm talking today about the importance of gratitude when faced with seemingly impossible situations to overcome. How do I do it? I don't know. I haven't been doing it very much, but I'm trying now. And this is the mindset you want to be in when you're in a situation or a lifestyle or something. Maybe it's addiction, homelessness, maybe it's abusive relationships, maybe it's codependency, something that you can't get out of, and the importance of gratitude and finding the positivity, because when you think negative all the time, negative things will follow you. That's how energies work. Follow your signs, man. The universe is there for you. It really is. It's there for all of us. So I'm back here talking about my life and how I let myself go and how I'm trying to pick myself back up. Thank you very much. I'm grateful for your listenership. This is Where's My Mind on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player.fm. And you know what? You are amazing. And you are a good person. You deserve love. You deserve happiness. You deserve to be whole. Thank you for listening to Where's My Mind by Chevy Coon, Brian Arbata. Here we go. Back. Hello, thank you for listening to Where's My Mind, my little amateur podcast made by myself, Brian Arbata, aka Chevy. I'm not a professional. This is mostly my opinions and my experience and the knowledge that I do possess. I am relaying unto you in the hopes that it hopefully will help you in some way or form, or at least entertain you with how unique and generally odd that I am. I want to apologize for the shitty audio quality you're about to experience, because I do not have a microphone anymore. Yes, it breaks my heart. I have lost many, many things in the past few months. A quick update. I have been homeless, technically, officially, since January 24th. Though I had been struggling to even stay in my own apartment prior to that. My life has been in, more or less, I suppose you could say, shambles, but worst things could happen, I would say, right? I'm still alive. I have not lost any loved ones lately. I have had sex in the past month, oh my god, and I haven't faced entire rejection from everybody, but that's part of what I want to get to with today's episode. I have been practicing very hard to show my gratitude, compassion, and genuine sincerity and thankfulness towards all those who have been so kind to me, and there have been so many who have been so kind to me. There have been so many people in my life that have made a difference. And I cannot express in words the amount of gratitude that I feel for them all. Thank you for all who have supported me. But I want to say, given my situation, I have been finding it incredibly difficult lately to show this gratitude. Because I feel like the world is kind of stepping on me. No, I feel like it's hard for me to pick myself up and get back on my feet. Some days I feel emotionally numb. I feel like blank. I feel like almost like dumb, like I can't get my brain to function properly. And when I'm in that state of mind, it's hard for me to process even my own emotions, like, let alone, you know, showing people how I feel. You know, I'm not even sure I feel myself. Right now, I am at the entrance to a hiking trail. It's a beautiful day out. The sun is shining. The birds are literally chirping. And I'm in a wonderful spot for an introvert and somebody with social anxiety. So, why have I been homeless? Well, I didn't pay my rent. It's as simple as that, man. There are many factors leading up to it that I feel no need to go into, but I should have paid my rent. I couldn't really afford it. I lost many hours at work. I lost my housing voucher. Excuse me. I broke up with my boyfriend again. Oh, my boyfriend and I, we go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I have borderline personality disorder. I have an INFP personality type. I feel very deep, powerful, passionate emotions, and sometimes they're too much for me to even handle. Needless to say, this drives people away. As I often say, not many people can handle me. You know how they say, drink with moderation? Think of me as an alcoholic beverage. I'm best used in moderation, and once you have a lot of me, you probably need a break for a little bit. I say this with humility, but at the same time, hanging my head in shame, because it's not just that I'm different, I'm a lot to handle sometimes. And like lately, if I'm not numb, I seem to be bursting with emotions, overwhelming emotions. I'm very passionate, very intense. And I mean, yes, this goes along with the INFP personality type, and definitely it's a borderline thing. I'm also a highly sensitive person. I have some rejection dysphoria. Lots of stuff going on here in on my palate. And so I'll go like emotionally numb for days on end, and then all of a sudden, my emotions come bursting out like this massive hurricane whirlwind. And everybody's like, oh my God, run away, this natural disaster. And so it's very demeaning to me, and it makes me feel very bad about myself. And then I get depressed, I get anxious, I feel badly about myself. As not only as not I feel bad for myself, but I feel badly about myself. My self-image, my self-worth and self-esteem drop, and then I isolate. And that's definitely not the healthiest way thing to do. So I'm recognizing this pattern now, unstable emotional dysregulation. Yes, my emotional dysregulation has been extreme lately. It's been like, where am I even going with this? And my boyfriend and I are still off and on. It's like, I know that he has narcissistic traits and he needs that narcissistic, I call it like the battery cell. I fill that battery when I need him. And then when he gives it back to me, and it's this great time, we'll have an amazing night. Oh, great sex maybe even, and meaningful conversations and emotions. And then he takes it away again. And then I chase him. And it's a repeated cycle. And if I'm aware of this, why do I keep doing it? Why do I keep allowing it to happen? Why do I keep repeating the cycle of push-pull, give-take, hot-cold? I'm limited on this person. I can't keep them on my mind. Excuse me. It's like, I don't want anyone else. Whenever I tried. I tried with Logan. Yes, we broke up. Logan and I broke up. I'm not referring to Logan when I say boyfriend. I'm referring to the OG. You know who he is. His name starts with M. So, Logan, I broke up with because I was not able to be a proper partner. I wasn't able to be there for him emotionally and compassionately like he deserved. He's an amazing person. He really, truly is. He gave me a gift that nobody else could ever have done at the time. He gave me companionship when I needed it. He gave me compassion and companionship. When I needed somebody, I needed a friend, and he gave me that friendship, and I didn't give it back to him in a relationship style. Honestly, the whole time, I thought of him more as a friend. And Logan, if you're hearing this, buddy, God bless you. Thank you for who you are and all you've done for me. I am truly grateful for the companionship and the ally you were. I love you, man. Anyway, that being said, I cannot stop chasing my partner. And it almost seems like, to me, like, it almost seems like a form of almost emotional masochism, because I'm aware that I'm doing things that will end up resulting in harm. And I do them anyway. And it's almost like I enjoy it. But in the moment, I hate it, and I complain, and I bitch, and I whine, and I cause a scene. That's the thing, I cause a major scene. I'm always causing a scene. Hey, what justice would I give for old BPD if I didn't have my outbursts and scenes, right? So it's like, okay, I am so incredibly grateful for everybody that has been there for me. So many people have been there for me, but I'm having a hard time showing it because I'm resentful. I'm resentful of my situation, even though I pretty much got myself here, and I'm resentful of, I guess, those who have more than me, and that's so immature, and I recognize this, but I guess I've always kind of been that way. I've always kind of been the kind that's like, you know, the jealous type, like, oh, why do they have when I do not? And I admit sometimes that the situation is because they were born into it. Maybe they were a trust fund kid, you know. Other people did work their way up. Other people have made themselves. I want to make myself, but how do I do that? I have a hard time even focusing on applying for jobs because I'm so caught up in this homeless world. Like, I'm experiencing a whole new side of life, a whole new, like, literally, like, a whole new world out there. I've been around us all the time. These are people that I see every day, but now I'm living with them, or amongst them, I should say, and I'm in that similar situation. Some days I wake up, I have no money, I have no idea how I'm going to get my needs met, my addictions fed, I need cigarettes, I need alcohol. You know, I've been using drugs, I have been for the longest time. I am mostly sober from them now. I hardly use any drugs because I'm broke. Although addiction is a major part of this. My addiction to amphetamines has definitely caused a major uplifting and uprooting in my life. It's caused a lot of problems. And when I get to use them, oh man, it feels good. But I deal with it if I don't. I mean, what else can you do? You just deal with it. You just deal, man. So it's like, okay, where am I going with this? How does one show their true gratitude when they are more or less mad at the world? And how do I change my mindset, my perspective? Remember, perspective is everything. And if you can even think every day, what am I grateful for? Well, I'm grateful for the fact that I did not sleep in the shelter last night. I didn't really get to sleep at all. And no, I did not use drugs either. I'm grateful for the fact that I did have someone that cuddled me a little bit. I'm grateful for the fact that I have a friend. I'm grateful for the fact that I have cigarettes. I'm grateful for the fact that I had breakfast this morning. It was really yummy. It was a gas station hamburger. You know what? I enjoyed that fucking gas station hamburger. So, okay. You started like that, but what about, say, 2 days ago? I wake up, I was grateful for the fact that I had a bed to sleep in, and I wake up being bitched at. Pardon my language. I wake up immediately being told things I've done wrong. And that doesn't exactly put a sunshiny start to one's day, you know? Instead of waking up with a good morning, and so what the fuck are you doing waking me up at 6:30 in the morning? Because I was like coming down off like a meth binge and I just slept for like 12 hours and I'm up now. So I was polite about it, of course, but you know, that really put a shitty start on my day. And like, that really makes a big difference. The first like half an hour to an hour of my day will really put a massive impact on how the rest of my entire day will go. And like, if I'm given kindness early in the morning, early in my start of my day, and I do wake up in the mornings, then it makes a big difference. But if I wake up all alone, literally all alone, I've been sometimes sleeping in an old department store that's empty. I found a way in. It's illegal probably, but it's a place to sleep, and there's a couple blankets. Like, and if I wake up in the shelter, I don't feel happy when I wake up. I feel alone. I feel lonely. And I struggle with loneliness. And so then I start my day and I don't know where to go. I don't have any plan. I don't know what I'm doing. Like, literally, I don't know. I don't have any plans. Like, and so I said, what do I wander? Maybe I'll go to Dunkin' Donuts. And I'll plug in my devices and charge up my cell phone and my laptop. And then I'm being told, oh, don't sleep in my lobby. All right, you gotta get out unless you buy something. And I can't even afford a 64-cent cup of ice water. And I had to beg my friends for money. And then I feel bad about that. And there's all this spider web of emotions, right? It spider webs out into determining how my day will go. And yes, we all have bad days. Not every day will be the best, and not every day will be the worst. But you get stuck in this loop. I call it a loop. You get stuck in this loop of negative emotions and a lack of empathy. I end up feeling, yes, I lose my empathy because my needs are far from being met. I'm not receiving love. Now if I wake up saying, and the first thing I see is Matthew, and he smiles, he would smile at me, and he gives me a hug, well, I'm probably gonna have a pretty damn good day. And it kind of sucks that my emotions in my day are so reliant on other people. But they are. I am an empath. I'm not trying to use that as a bandwagon term, but I really do feel people's emotions. I can tell immediately how somebody's feeling, or I can literally feel it from them. Sometimes I can feel it, and I look around and I say, okay, who's got anxiety? Because I'm like kind of absorbing it over here. And I just want the best. I want the best for myself. I want the best for others around me. I want the best for all my friends. And I can't give the best anymore. I can't give as much as I want to. Yes, I am a giver. I'm a healer. I'm a healer type who does lost his ability to heal. Sometimes. Sometimes I get it back and it feels great. When I'm able to help and I'm able to share that compassion, I'm able to, like, so yesterday I was gifted, thank God, by a wonderful friend of mine, gave me $22. And I didn't just buy myself cigarettes and tobacco. I also bought a bag of menthol tobacco, which I do not smoke, because I know people that do. And I wanted to make sure that I had what it took, literally what it took, to help others as best as I can. Because if I can help others, I can feel more gratitude and I can feel better for myself. I'll feel like I've done something good, like I've done something positive, and then my general mood will be better. My day will go better. My mental health is better if I can help others. For a long time now, I have been living under the existentialist mindset. I even have an episode about that, which is the power of the self. But what if you coupled that with compassion, like the light triad? I believe, I'm probably wrong here, but I believe the light triad, like the dark triad, is comprised of three traits, which I believe are compassion, empathy, and humanism. Could be wrong on this, but basically trying to live in the light triad while being in a place where I cannot get my own needs met and I feel like others around me are scorning me, I feel down on myself, I feel judged, I feel ashamed, I feel guilt. Living in this mindset and trying to be light is very hard. You have to see through the veil. You have to see through that, like, yeah, that predetermined mindset of, oh, life sucks. How can I feel grateful about my day when I don't even have a penny to my name when I first wake up and no idea where I'm going to get it? I do not rob, I do not steal, I do not boost. I do not go to stores and rob things and return them. I don't steal from people. And that makes it harder for me. But I do have my morals, I have my honor. I have those things, those values that are so important to me. I refuse to give up. And I can be a bit tenacious about getting my needs met, but I will not do anything to harm anyone else. I will not do anything that will harm anybody else out. Or, like, I won't let somebody get fucked over for me to benefit. Okay, I won't do that. That's not who I am. So I'm struggling with this kind of internal crisis right now. Like, how do I be the best version of myself when I don't know where to start anymore? Like, I know what to do, but I don't feel it within me sometimes. Like, I had a borderline episode this morning. I did. I could feel the tension in my partner. I could feel that Matt did not want to really snuggle like I did. That the physical affection was not really authentic. And I've been struggling with this because I have been in this unrequited love relationship for a long time. I even say I had it when I was with Logan. And I just keep expecting him to change. I keep expecting him, because he gives me those days, or nights, those amazing times when everything is so wonderful and everything feels great. And then it's gone and I want it back. I know not every day can be the best, because without the dark, we would not appreciate the light. How can we feel joy if we have not had sorrow? But I feel that the ratio is not even. And I'm not trying to just complain about my situation. I'm saying, how do I get myself in the proper mindset? I'm actually literally asking this question right now. Like, please, comments and suggestions are well appreciated. I'm looking at my cigarette, which I'm so grateful to have. Thank you to my friends who helped me get these cigarettes. Awful for you, right? Hey, a man has his addictions. I have many addictions. I am ashamed of myself. I'm ashamed that I lost my job. I'm ashamed that I went to jail. I'm ashamed that I'm being charged with something I didn't do. I'm ashamed of being charged with things that I did do. I'm ashamed that I'm homeless. I'm ashamed that I lost my apartment. I'm ashamed that I cannot see my cats, so I know where they are, that I know they're safe. I'm ashamed that my relationship isn't perfect. I'm ashamed of so many things. And that shame gets in the way of me feeling gratitude. That shame gets in the way of me being the best version of myself. That shame gets in the way of me helping others as much as I'd like to. A simple hug and a how are you makes a massive impact on me and my day and my general well-being. Being shown compassion by somebody else helps me so much. And then when I get emotionally numb and I go into a funk, as I call it, or a fog, my energies are negative, and so I don't receive these positive things. But the positive can't be forced. You have to let it flow naturally. So my day is just going to be the way it is. And all I can do is practice my gratitude, practice my appreciation for those around me, those I love, and say, I'm doing the best I can. You can't do better than your best, my mother always said. And I believe that. And I just am doing the best I can, and I'm struggling. And I'm gonna get back into therapy. But I try to call this place, I'm not gonna name their name, for case management and medication management. And they won't even start me until they get a copy of my bail conditions. Why do they need a copy of my damn bail conditions? That's none of their business. That is literally, in my opinion, none of their goddamn business. So I need to get on the ball with the mental health work. I'm going to do that today. I'm going to do it right away. I can tell myself that, right? But I get distracted. There's so many distractions. And like, when my brain gets in this fog, it's hard for me to even remember what it is I need to do to progress and to better myself and to further my situation and to try to get out of the stagnation. I do little things, like I started a petition to make it so that property owners and managers cannot discriminate against potential tenants for criminal background, excluding, you know, big class A felonies and whatnot. Okay, I'm trying to change the world like all of us INFPs do, but what am I doing to help myself? It's hard to focus. It's hard to focus on these things because my situation is what it is. So in that sense, I have literally too much on my own mind that doesn't help to focus on the things I need to do to actually better my situation. So maybe, you know, make a list or make an audio recording on my cell phone, remind myself of what needs need to be met, what needs to be done. But do I follow through? Distractions everywhere. So best advice I can give myself, anybody listening who's ever been through a situation like this, okay, practice gratitude. Every day, practice gratitude. But allow yourself the compassion and self-love to process your emotions and accept your emotions for what they are. Try to understand them. Be friends with your shadow side. Work with it. Understand that I will have issues. I do blow up. I have outbursts sometimes. My borderline has not been in control. I have not been properly medicated. I'm being stolen from. I'm not receiving the love I want. But still be gracious for what you do have. Today has been a different day. Yesterday was a good day, actually. Try to be happy. No, try to be content. Try to be content with what you have. Be, what is Matthew to say? Copacetic. Yeah, just be copacetic. So it's like, the best version of myself is one where I can give to others and appreciate life, all it is. And try to look on the bright side, because you know what? It's not all bad. Even when you're homeless. I mean, like, literally, I have slept outside. Yes, come out of that. I have that night where I slept outside. I appreciate that I can walk. I'm grateful that I can take a piss while standing up, you know? All those little things. And love yourself. I feel that deep down inside I'll always hate myself, but I still practice self-love and compassion because I have self-worth. That's one thing that has not been taken away. Alright guys, this is it for the recording, but when life sucks ass, just remember what the good things are. Remember what you should be happy and grateful for. Remember what you have been given, because if you can do that, you can find the light at the end of any tunnel. Chevy Coon, where's my mind? I'm trying to figure it out, over and out. Well now, it's been many hours since I've recorded, a good 8 hours or so, and I would say not much has happened, but a lot has happened. I'm going to volunteer at the local recovery and reentry center. I am seeking out new med management and case management and even couples therapy. I am seeking out positive things. I'm trying to think positively. I'm acting positively. I'm trying to be proactive here, because when you stagnate, you get stuck in the loop, man. I've seen it in this homeless cycle here in the city. You call it stagnation. You get stuck in the loop of negativity, and I don't know what I'm going to do. And it's easy to get back into that. And I'm worried that I will. And I know I will. But I got to keep myself positive here and not entirely rely on somebody else for my own positivity. Think gratitude in my own terms, what I'm grateful for, and know that I am worthy of compassion. Tell myself those affirmations. They do work sometimes if you get the right ones. Find the ones that fit you. Find things for yourself and help others. Because when you help others without putting yourself out, that's gratitude for you that others feel. And you feel the energy and you thrive off it. Thank you for listening to Where's My Mind. I really truly do appreciate your listenership. I know that this is a bunch of this is just some blabber by some random weird dude from Maine. But you know, mental illness is real. People are real. You don't have to have a goddamn PhD, a fucking college degree, to talk about what life is like in psychological terms. Thank you for listening. Chevy Coon, Where's My Mind? Try to find that right now. Over and out.